Once upon a time, there was a young apprentice left alone in her master's workshop. She was forced to clean all the nooks and crannies. All the tools for magic are dirty from a day of creation and experimentation by her master, the sorcerer. She, however, has been put in time out, no longer allowed to practice magic. She has a horrible tendency to forget important things.
Why can't I remember? I try so hard. I want to be magic. I want things to work. I try. I forget. I mean, last time it wasn't even my fault.
What?
Master does not appreciate anything that I do.
As she scrubs, she moves her master's magic hand. It tingles.
I've never put it on before. I wonder if the hat would help my memory.
So she tries it on.
Oh, the power. I can feel it. It's flowing through me. Oh, I just had a marvelous idea. What if I cast a memory spell? This hat makes me feel like I could do anything. And he did leave his spell book. Let's see. Memory spell. Oh, to be more buxom. Intriguing, but not focus. To erase someone's memory. Perhaps I could erase the sorcerer's memory. That would be devious. Focus. Memory spell. Let's see. Check for the ingredients. Ground femur bone of a man. Yes, we have that. Tail of a python. I know I saw that. Water from the river Styx. Almost out, but I believe we have enough. Mint. Simple. Sperm. Well, that's an odd ingredient. We have none. What to do?
The apprentice ponders her predicament. In the firelight, a large spellbook in front of her, hat crooked across her brow, eyebrows pinched in thought.
Wait!
There was that time the sorcerer made a broom into a man to show me things. I bet the broom has sperm.
Where is that spell? Oh, it was in this book. Oh, it's even marked.
Yes, we can do this one. It takes no ingredients. I have a vial.
Yes, that will hold the sperm.
I will do it. The apprentice, drunk on power, conjures forth a broom. And from the broom, she makes a man.
Well, look at you. Wearing clothes. How inconvenient. I am your master. Strip. Very good. Now, I need something very specific from you. Yes. I want your cum. Stroke your cock for me.
You look confused. How adorable. It's that thing between your legs. See it? It's getting hard. It's responding. Grab it in your hand and stroke it. That's right. Oh, you've never done this before, have you? Perfect. That means you'll come fast. Stroke it. Back and forth. There really is no trick to this. Enough friction and a man will come. It's that simple. So, in a little while, something will come out of that cock in your hand, and I want you to squirt it right into this vial. Yes. Telling you what to do is delicious. Why don't you go a little bit faster? Yes. The apprentice looks around, It's simply her, a handsome broom, and an empty workshop. Well, I suppose, since I'm breaking all the rules, what if I pull up my cloak? Keep stroking, you focus. I'm going to give you a little show. It'll help you come. I think it would even affect the quality of the gum. Pull down my tights. See this? This is a pussy. And it's very wet. Watching you experience this for the first time. Such a naughty broom. Oh, yes, stroke. Stroke. I need that gum. Oh, yes. I'm just gonna dip my fingers inside of myself. Oh, your eyes tell me that you're intrigued. If I didn't need that cum, I might invite you to come inside me, but I need it. So you just imagine what it would feel like. Feel like to slide that naughty little stick inside me. Oh, yeah. That's right. You could work it in and out of me, and I would milk that cum out myself. Maybe next time. Oh, I'm close. Oh, okay. I have the vial. I'm close. I want you to come. Come now. That's right. Oh, yes. In the cup. In the vial. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. That's a lot. What a good broom. I did it. I'm finally a sorceress. He obeyed me, and I'm going to do magic. The apprentice, drunk on power, sits down, relaxing, enjoying the post-bliss of coming so very hard. Come in hand. Broom, keep working. I'm going to take a little nap. And that's what she does. She drifts to sleep. What's asleep? The apprentice dreams that she is the greatest sorceress of all time. The broom working around, cleaning, putting things right as the apprentice falls asleep. As she sleeps, however, the broom gets curious and begins to stroke his cock again. After being teased, he decides perhaps he wants the cum to go somewhere else besides a vial. I did it. I am the sorceress. You must all obey me. You, knave, fetch me water. Yes, very good. Bring it hither. I am drunk. On power, the things I will do, the things I will accomplish. Oh, no, don't. Don't spray the water on me. Oh, that's warm. And that is when she wakes up and realizes it's not water, but something sticky. What do you think you are doing? No, get back, broom. I said work, not stroke. You were supposed to be cleaning. Oh, no. Oh, you came on my legs. My tights. I don't... Why are you not obeying me? I am the sorceress, after all. Broom? No, stop stroking. No, no more cum. No, do not chase me. Oh, in the scuffle around the laboratory, she trips and falls, and the broom comes. Oh, not in my face. Broom, no more cum. That's it. You are being disobedient. I will simply destroy you. The apprentice finds an axe, chases the broom down, and destroys him. Splinters flying everywhere. Take that. Come on my tights, indeed. I shall go work on my memory spell now. She goes to the desk, working on her memory spell. However,
she forgot to clean up the mess of the broom to throw it in the fire. Behind her, unbeknownst to her, as she works away, the broom is coming back to life. Each splinter becoming a new broom. Each broom standing. Each broom looking down. Each broom discovering its cock for the first time and beginning to stroke.
Oh! What is... Oh my God, no. No cum. No. Bad.
The brooms proceed to chase her around. Around and around, coming on her over and over again. So much so that the cum on the ground begins to rise. As she is cornered, the brooms coming again and again, marching forward like an army to splash cum on her. And again, the cum rising to her shins, her knee, her thigh. Putting out the fire, dousing them in darkness, and yet they continue to come.
I am a sorceress! You must all obey me! Get back! Get back! No! No more come! Bad broom! Bad!
This is the scene the sorcerer returns to. His apprentice, his hat askew, covered in cum. In a corner, surrounded by thousands of brooms, stroking their cocks. Of course, the sorcerer doesn't need a hat to put things to right.
Yes, master. I'm so sorry. Here is your hat.
Oh, yes, I will clean it before I give it back to you. Yes, of course.
I'll just set it here on the desk, and I will wring all the cum out of everything in this room. Yes, master. No, no magic for me, master. I've learned my lesson.
No, no more come.